God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to lift us up. It's from the gospel lesson. Gospel according to St. Mark that was read a few minutes ago, but also concentrating on these few verses. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue and looked up to heaven. He sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. This is God's word for our consideration this morning. You know, as we think about this text this morning, we think about Jesus doing a miracle. The miracle of hearing, the miracle of speaking the word, and sharing Jesus, Lord and Savior. And that has to do with communication, of talking and writing and speaking and hearing. But sometimes communication can get all mixed up. As there was this tough-minded CEO of a company, and he was going from floor to floor and from cubicle to cubicle and seeing how people were working at his business. And all of a sudden he came upon a young man who was leaning up against the file cabinet, and he was humming a tune, watching everyone else work. And the CEO came up to him and he says, "How much are you getting paid?" He said, "Well, I'm getting paid about $200 a week." He took 400 bills and he stuck them into his pocket and he said, "I want you to get out of here and never come back again." And just as he turned and saw the young man leaving, the manager that he had for that floor came up to him and he says, "Who hired that loafer?" And the manager said, "Well, sir, we didn't hire him. He's from the messenger service." See how communication can be kind of misplaced? We can do that all the time. Even with this one, the husband and wife were talking together over coffee and she looked at him and said, "Do you know what day it is today?" And he slammed his fist down on the table and he said, "Of course I know what day it is today." And he rushed out. He rushed from store to store. He bought chocolates, he bought a dress, he bought jewelry, and he comes back and into the house. And he says, "Yeah, I know what day it is today." And she looks at him and says, "Yeah, it's Groundhog Day." See how mixed up communication can get. Jesus, in our text for today, takes the man away privately. He didn't want anyone else to see. He didn't want anyone else to hear. And he sticks his fingers in the man's ears. And then he spits on his fingers and he touches the man's tongue. And he says, "Ephphatha, be opened." And his tongue was loose. His ears were unstopped. And he could hear. He could hear the Lord Jesus. And he could speak plainly around him. It seems that in our life living here in the world, our tongues have been restricted. We don't like to talk about Jesus. We'll talk about football. We'll talk about baseball. We'll talk about all those kinds of sports. We'll talk about, how the prices are in the grocery store. Or, you know, I just paid $3.09 for gas yesterday, and now it's up to $3.28 again. We'll talk about all those things that pertain to our physical life. But the one most important thing for us is our faith in Jesus. And we don't want to talk about Jesus. We don't want to even show to others that we're Christian. We go to restaurants and we don't want to even say grace. We don't want to show ourselves up to be different. I often marvel at people, women in particular, and some men that are wearing the cross around their neck. And I often wonder if they really believe in what that cross signifies, or is it just a piece of jewelry to put around their neck, or even a bracelet, or whatever. It signifies something about that person. It signifies something that's special, just like our speech signifies something that is special. And special in Jesus Christ is how we live and what our life has been like. You see, we have many needs in life. We have the need of food, shelter, and clothing. We have the need to be loved. We also have the need to be guided in our life, to be guided in our Christian life, so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in our walk of life on this earth. Because our walk of life can get kind of detoured, shall we say. You know, it's amazing when you see road construction and detour. You better follow that detour, or things are going to happen to your vehicle if you don't. And you see, in life, there's detours as well. Detours that are placed upon us. Not to speak of Jesus. We don't want to speak of this man's name. It's also interesting working with a funeral home and how funerals are seen now. That they're not seen as giving glory to God, but they're seen as, this person didn't want to have any kind of services at this time. Having graveside services or even services in church gives a way to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Gives a way to talk about the law, that the law tells us that we have sinned, that we have fallen short of the glory of God. But yet, it gives us the opportunity to speak the gospel. Thanks be to God that He gives us eternal life in Jesus. But communication can get strained and turned around. And yet God uses you and I with the strength and with the gifts that He gives that we may tell others about Jesus Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit comes to take people that are very hard, that are unmovable at times, and He molds those people. He molds us by His grace and His mercy. He molds us as a potter sits at the potter's wheel and uses his hands to make a vase or a bowl. God uses those same hands and He molds us with His grace. He molds us with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He molds us with comfort that we are enabled and empowered to comfort others. You see, this is where our Lord comes and he says, Ephatha, be open. Be open to God's word. Be open to the Spirit who leads us, the Spirit who guides us. Ephatha, be open. This is what Jesus said for the man to hear and the man to speak. And He's also saying it to us too. Ephatha, Ephatha, be open. Share the compassion. Share the love of God that God has for us. And you see, that's where we're at. He uses us with the power of the Holy Spirit so that we may share with others the faith that God has given us and the power of the Holy Spirit that he has enlivened us with, so that we may tell others about Jesus Christ and the life that he gives to us, which is eternal. In Christ's holy name, amen.